In a narrow vote, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors approved the sign ordinance that regulates sign sizes and types and their brightness. Approved at the board's April 9th meeting, the new law prohibits new billboards and digital signs, but those in use now can remain in use. Reconstruction of billboards damaged or destroyed in storms is conditionally allowed in the ordinance, but the rules on that go above the county's authority. State law, the Outdoor Advertising Act, limits what local governments can do when it comes to preventing billboard rebuilds. The ordinance does regulate them by requiring a discretionary permit that lasts for 15 years to allow billboard owners to gain enough income to recoup their investment. Billboard rebuilds aren't allowed if they're in natural resource areas. Much of the board's discussion was on size and brightness of signs, with Supervisor Mike Wilson supporting limits on that.
And there was a mention around, you know, what are the industry standards? And I guess I'm really more interested in what are the community standards? And what is it in that makes our community better and nicer place to live? And I understand, and still have the commerce and the that we need to do what we got to do. And I can tell you that those giant LED billboards on the side of the road and down in Santa Rosa and other places, when they popped up, I can tell you, probably not very popular, and probably the decision makers at the time got a lot of phone calls about that. I can't even imagine that that it put to a vote that those communities be like, "Oh, I vote yes on large digital billboards." That just seems, I just can't even imagine that. So we're trying not to go in that direction.
Public comment was sparse. Jeff Wills, owner of the All Points Billboard and Sign Company, objected to the ordinance's billboard provisions, saying they'll unfairly impact his business. But Supervisor Steve Madrone noted the ordinance's provisions on buyouts of billboards that get damaged, and he said sign restrictions are needed.
So I like that we've got much less billboards in these scenic vista areas like around the bay and such. I understand the concerns that have been expressed about investments and the risks that were being taken and stuff, but I believe that's covered in the sense that if we disallow something, we have to buy it. And that could include some remuneration for whatever the useful life is left in that sign. So I think that kind of covers that, and frankly, if you want to protect that investment, it's better under the draft ordinance that we have in front of us to go out there and deal with that maintenance issue and do the replacement of some of the rotting parts or whatever long before the sign blows down and falls to the ground. That's how you protect your investment, is making early repairs and protecting that. I do support the idea that we shouldn't be having these on all the natural resource lands.
There was debate on the necessity and the scale of the ordinance. Board Chair Rex Bone and Supervisor Michelle Bushnell are concerned about business impacts, with Bushnell describing the ordinance as nitpicky. A staff presentation included photos of signs in unincorporated areas that exceed the ordinance's new size limits. This exchange between Bone and Planning Director John Ford describes how the existing signs will be treated.
You showed pictures of signs that are non-conforming. Are we going to have sign policemen, or is that going to be completely complaint driven, or is that going to be, what are we going to do about existing signs?
So existing signs, one of the things that the state law requires is that we do one of two things. We either identify that we're going to do an inventory of all signs and identify whether or not they're legal or illegal. Then those signs can have an enforcement process, or you can find that all signs are legal nonconforming. And basically at that point, all signs that exist, exist. And that is what we've written into the resolution. So I want to be really clear here too. Signs that are permitted, like anything else, when you change an ordinance, those signs do not lose their entitlement to exist as they're currently permitted.
When it came to voting, supervisors considered additions proposed by Wilson, including applying international dark sky standards to sign illumination. They were added to the ordinance, which was approved in a 3-2 vote, with Bone and Bushnell voting against. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.